Hello, it's the 1st of August, 2019, and today we have the Devil reversed and the Tower reversed and the King of Wands. Inspired leadership. It's Leo season or fire season, and the King of Wands, himself in Aries, and today in the future position, is most welcome, whether in the form of another human or the energy in which to tap into ourselves. We could certainly use this passionate, creative, well-traveled King of Wands, clubs, rods, or fire. Sagittarius and pissed off Mars are also represented here, so things are heating up, in a manner of speaking. In the future position, today he's looking back on the dark, disturbing scenes behind him and is about to take charge because he or she has never been the silent bystander type. In the present is the reverse tower, so ouch, let's just get that out of the way right now because this is never a comfortable card, Mars, Capricorn, Aries, Scorpio. The tower shows the lightning-struck stone tower bursting into flames and sending who is said to be the king and queen plunging down to earth. Get real, says the King of Wands, that old crap wasn't going to stand much longer anyway. He is right, never subtle, but usually right, and you know it. It must be said that this looks pretty healthy after all. The Devil. Capricorn, Saturn, Mars, in the reverse is behind us, the influence passing away. The Devil reversed is freeing oneself of bad influences, as I see it, and what's bad for us is only bad for us if we know it's bad for us, in that something or someone is preventing us from reaching our full potential. On the Morgan Greer card, there is a tiny blue fly sitting in front of a gently glowing candle, creating a 10-foot monster. The Devil, it would seem, may be our own fears and or shadow side. This is a codependent card, and on the old-time cards, the two humans voluntarily chain themselves to each other via the Devil, a rather sadistic-looking, bare-chested, Bigfoot sort of a dude. This, of course, can be a bad influence in the form of a person. The thing about the King of Wands is that it's not that he doesn't lie, it's that he can't. The King of Wands can be blunt and a bit over the top, but that's what's inspiring about him or her. There is so much testosterone-fueled Mars in these cards today, I have to think this is a male human, someone with a very spiritual consciousness as well. This is a natural leader, but for some reason he prefers the more daunting challenges, whereas others may choose the easy way. Maybe that's why the damn tower is coming down. Building code shortcuts and violations are suggested here, so that may be true. But look at how old that tower is. Look at how tiny the doors and windows are. People's minds were so much smaller then. And the bathrooms, so small. The King of Wands is related to the Emperor. The authorities may call out some shady past business practices. It's just a matter of time. This can represent hanging on to old ways and habits that can simply no longer stand. The King of Rods has the big picture and can be someone who will inspire you to make a change you've long needed to make, including a promotion if you've long deserved one. However, this may mean a drastic and initially uncomfortable change in your life, such as a move or something else you may perceive as a risk. This king is nothing if not a risk taker, and will expect you to do the same.